Good morning again. Welcome to this week's edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI. Also, always discussing events happening around the area for you and your family to take part in, for you to enjoy. And coming up next week, an event that everyone's going to take part in some shape or form, and that is 4th of July. And we have with us our good friend from over in Chapel Hill, Joel Romo. And Joel, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you on today. And I've been taking part in that one for I don't know how many years now, broadcasting that 4th of July parade in Chapel Hill. And that's a big parade you guys got going on there for a little bitty town like that.
It has turned into the biggest small town parade in Texas. That morning, about 25 to 3,000 of our closest friends convene on downtown Main Street and enjoy a great parade that's put on by a bunch of volunteers and the community.
And how long have you guys been doing that parade?
Parade is now 42 years in being produced and put together by all these folks.
All right, 42 years, and it's become kind of a worldwide phenomenon because you have a little, we'll talk about that in a minute, a little something that goes on in there. But you guys, you guys do it right. You kind of shut down all of downtown Chapel Hill for the parade, and everyone gets to sit and find a good spot and relax and enjoy the parade.
Correct. We work with our law enforcement and COPs and shut down Main Street for about 3 hours, just an hour and a half before the parade, so people can enjoy and get a good spot. The parade lasts about an hour, maybe an hour and 20 minutes, and then we keep the street closed until everything's cleared and people can shop a little bit and get to their cars. And usually now with the car show, there's still a lot of people mingling downtown till about 2 o'clock, but the main street opens up about noon. I'd say about 11:30 or noon.
Okay, and so people like to go to the parade. Let's talk about that. Kind of the parking situation with Chapel Hill. Would you closing down downtown Chapel Hill? Where do you go to park at?
So we open up. The Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce works with the Chapel Hill Historical Society, and we get permission to use that main parking lot that people use during the festivals, and that's right next to the Volunteer Fire Department. And that lot is free of charge. People can park there and then just walk on to Main Street and go find a place. We do encourage people to get there early, with the parade starting at 9 and traffic. We'd encourage people to start getting there about 8:30, 9 to start finding a place to sit. And thanks to Blue Bonnet Electric, we have some big fans that'll be keeping people cool as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, of course, so what time does the parade itself begin?
The parade begins at 10 a.m. sharp with the firing of the Kingfisher Cannon. And as the last few years we've done, we do have a parade gunner that's just going on live today. People can email the bids starting at $50 to have a family or themselves or grandchild or friend to be the official parade gunner. Mm-hmm. That'll fire the cannon at 10 a.m. sharp. And that cannon is provided courtesy of Paula and Roger M. there in Chapel Hill. And then they launched the official kicking off of the parade.
All right. And, of course, so we talk about this gunner. People can they bid to be the official gunner. And how do they go about doing that? Who do they go about emailing or talking
they
to?
They email info@chapelhilltx.com. to submit their, it's more of a sealed bid process. Mm-hmm. We will take bids until Saturday about 5 p.m. on the 30th. We will announce on Monday morning the winning bid. They can also call 979-421-6353 if they have questions or if they want to make sure their bid was received. And, of course, all these funds help defray costs of the parade. And it's always fun. We have folks that volunteer, and, of course, the M's provide the cannon, and they provide all the safety equipment to make sure that mm-hmm. everything is done in accordance and nobody gets injured.
That's it. And so that's the start of the parade, and then you have all the entries. If people want to be part of the parade, can they still do that?
Absolutely. We will be taking entries until Saturday, June 30th. They can go online to our website, chapelhilltx.com, to the tab for the 4th of July and find all the parade entry forms, also the parade, the entry forms for the world famous Marching Kazoo Band and the entry forms for the Cool Rods Car Show, which begins immediately following the parade. So they can just visit that, submit their information. And again, if they have questions, they can call the number I provided earlier.
Okay. And let's talk about this, the world-famous Marching Kazoo Band. Because you guys, how long has that been part of the parade?
I believe since its existence.
Since the inception?
Mr. Nathan Winfield kind of helped start that trend up back in the day, and wanted to kind of create some type of novelty that would make this parade different, mm-hmm. and it took off, and we now have, I was part of those first rounds of the parade, the world-famous Marching Kazoo Band. They play Yankee Doodle Dandy, and thanks to volunteers, now we have second-generation folks playing. My son has participated in the parade recently as a world-famous Marching Kazoo Bander. A lot of grandchildren of folks who helped start that the kazoo band. So every kid that would like to be in it gets a kazoo and a T-shirt that is sponsored by our sponsors. Well, I can't get the kazoo going right now, but the kazoos are again, we have sponsors that help defray that cost. They get to march through the parade, and they will play Yankee Doodle Dandy for the review stand during the parade. It's a great time, and anybody that's interested can go again to the website, download a form, and just have your child at the Rock Store in downtown Chapel Hill. I'd say starting at 9, no later than 9:40, because we have to get them positioned and ready to go in the parade, and they will go early in the parade so that they can get their child back and enjoy the rest of the parade.
All right. And does that Saturday have to sign up for that, or can they sign up for that day of if they happen to be out there?
If we'd prefer ahead of time, so we can, one, do a T-shirt count. Mm-hmm. Two, we need to make sure we have enough people to help escort the band. But you know, if they can do it ahead of time, that helps us with organization. If they don't know if anybody's coming, at least give us a tentative. You know, Bobby Sue Smith is coming at this time. We don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll save a T-shirt. And if they don't make it, great. But they can. If folks show up that day, last minute, didn't know they were coming in, just show up at the Rock Store. We'll get them a kazoo and a T-shirt.
Yeah, there we go. Not going to turn any kids away for this, right?
Not for this. This is what makes the parade. People come from all over. And this is really the great part of the parade. We have family that bring in their grandchildren, nieces, nephews, neighbors. And a lot of these folks don't get to participate in something like this. So they come from all over Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth. We have been reviewing the entry forms, and a lot of kiddos and that are grandchildren of folks that live in Washington County are coming in for this parade.
All right. And so this again begins at 10 o'clock on next Wednesday, 4th of July. And that's the parade. But you guys have more than just the parade going on. Let's talk about some other things that will be going on. You'll have, you know, some food and some other activities for the kids, stuff like that.
Sure. So thanks to some of our visionary leaders a few years ago, the Chamber decided to add on a Cool Rods car show immediately following the parade. And it takes place under the water tower on the popular lot. There will be prizes. And I do want to also say there's parade prize money, entry money, parade prize entry money for entries in the parade up to about $700. And the Cool Rod Car Show also has about $400 plus in Cool Rods prize opportunities. Last year we had about 50 cars in the car show. That takes place immediately as soon as that parade ends. That car show, cars will be in place. People are judging. There's first, second, and third place winners. We have live music by the Sunny Stand Band that they'll be performing. We have DB's food truck that'll be on site. And then there's plenty of activities for the family. And then also at the same time, the Chapel Hill Historical Society will have the museum open. And they will have some events outside and inside. They will have currently they're hosting their 100th anniversary of the World War I exhibit. It's taking place at the museum. That's in conjunction with the Brenham Heritage Museum. They'll have a Shimmer Flute Choir inside on the newly redone stage. There'll be traditional and folk music on the museum lawn, free pony rides, and a petting zoo. This will be all right after the parade at mm-hmm. the museum, so people can spend a lot of time downtown Chapel Hill on the 4th.
And I know the museum, I think we did a story on, didn't they have a huge, like a map that somebody had found in an attic somewhere, wasn't
it? We do. So this exhibit is in the upcoming anniversary of the 100th anniversary of World War I. And one of our local folks there in Washington, in Chapel Hill, had in their store, there in Lesser's store, a map of the area of World War I that was handcrafted by the lesser one of the lesser family members that was sitting in that store on downtown Chapel Hill, and they loaned it to the Historical Society, and it is currently an exhibit in the museum. Beautiful exhibit, really brings it home. It's how the war impacted Texas, but in particular Washington County. So a lot of local names, memorabilia, stories from folks that were impacted by World War I locally. You could come out there. That exhibit goes through November 12th or 13th. It will be open on July 4th for you and the family to enjoy.
All right. And what is the cost for that?
The museum is no charge. Everything is free that day in Chapel Hill, thanks to our sponsors. The museum, all the activities are free of charge. We really want people to come out, enjoy Chapel Hill, cool off inside the museum, enjoy the exhibit on the grounds, enjoy the Cool Rods car show and the live music. And all we ask folks is to support our local businesses and come back and visit our museum more often.
There you go. We're going to cash for some food and drinks, and everything else is taken care of.
Yes.
All right. And so that's all going on. And how long does that last throughout the day?
The car show will probably wrap up. I think the judging will be done right after lunch. I think usually we wrap up the car show about 1:30, just because it gets a little hot by then, and people are going off to go do their other activities, 4th of July. The museum will be open, I believe, until about 1:30 or 2. So I'd say, you know, early afternoon, things will start wrapping up in Chapel Hill, and time for folks to go and cool off.
There you go. So that actually sounds like a good plan. You get there early in the morning, about 9 or so in the morning, get your good parking spot. And then by lunchtime, you're off to do wherever else you're going to go, whether it be a family event or going to one of these other fireworks displays, getting ready for that stuff. So
correct. And one thing I do want to add is to all our veterans out there that have served our country, we do have two floats that we invite all our veterans to come ride through the parade. Those floats are sponsored by Chapel Hill Bank and the other by Brenham National Bank. And those floats will be covered canopies, ice cold water. And our veterans will go early in the parade. And that's the Chamber of Commerce has done that for years. And thanks to those two sponsors, they help us underwrite the parade. And any veteran that would like to ride in those floats, all they have to do is show up at the corner of Poplar Street and Main Street that morning. And those floats will be right there designated for them.
All right. I know you're talking about sponsors. So who are some of the folks that are doing this for you guys this year?
So what we have is this year we do want to recognize our parade underwriters. These are the folks that have invested time, resources, some of their equipment, some of their staff, their treasures for years in producing this parade. The parade it's not easy. We have to put up sound down Main Street, trailers that are used, decorations that are done, all volunteers. And for years, we've had kind of a core group putting all this together. And those folks, our parade underwriters, are Paula and Roger M., Paragon Machine Technology, Rodney's General Repair, and Denise and Joel Romo. And then this year, we do have a sponsor, business sponsor in HEB, has sponsored the parade. And then we have other sponsors that have kindly donated money. As I mentioned earlier, Chapel Hill Bank and Brenham National Bank are sponsoring our parade floats. We have others that are sponsoring our kazoo bands and some of the prize money that I mentioned earlier. And those people are Chapel Hill Moving and Storage, Century 21 Holton Realty, the Bluebonnet House and Garden Center, Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, Cole Fox Brewery, Candace Cochin Bullock, James Ferrone Creative, Lillian Farms Bed and Breakfast, the Chapel Hill Lavender Farm, Edward Jones, Katie Matthews, A-Bar Irrigation Services, Dr. Robert and Beth Stark, Tress Turtles Whitetails, Texas Star Winery, Elizabeth and Robert Rigney, and Judy and Ron Willitzer. So we want to shoot a thanks out to all those sponsors that have helped underwrite this parade and put it on for the community to come out and enjoy.
All right. It's going to be a fun time again. For years that I've been doing it, it's always a fun time. Everybody enjoys themselves, and so do you guys as well.
Well, we do. We want to put on a great parade for the community. We're very fortunate. We've had a lot of people participate. Again, it's not too late to enter. We also did receive word that Washington County EMS will be providing our color guard. And then the Patriot Guard has been opening our parade, providing our opening ceremony. So, so they will be joining us. And, you know, we get about 50 to 60 entries. Our most was about 100 entries, but that was when the 4th of July was on a Friday, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, our entries are flowing in. Kazoo bands, I think we may have the biggest world-famous marching kazoo band this year, maybe one for the record books. And then the Cool Rods Car Show. car, those forms are coming in. So plenty to do in downtown Chapel Hill. And after the parade, of course, we want folks to stay at the Cool Ruts Car Show, enjoy the Sunny Stand Band, and the Chapel Hill Historical Society Museum will be open, and their exhibit will be available for everybody to view.
All right. And again, for the folks who didn't get a chance to write it down, if they want to take part in anything in the parade, they want to try to bid on being the gunner for the parade, or anything like that, how do they get a hold of you guys for that?
So any entry forms can be found on the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce website, which is chapelhilltx.com. The information about the bidding is there as well. But simply, if you want to bid on the parade gunner, you have till 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. You can email your bid in increments, or at the beginning bid of $50. Last year, I think it went for about $150 or $200. I can't remember. They can email their bids. We need their name, number, and they can email that at info@chapelhilltx.com. And They can also call with any questions between now and July 3rd at 979-421-6353.
All right, so that's all information there. Anything else we need to cover for the parade?
Again, we want to thank the community of Chapel Hill. It is a lot for 3,000 of our closest friends to show up on a Wednesday morning for the parade. Our businesses are very supportive. Of course, they also enjoy folks coming in and shopping in their businesses before or after the parade. There'll be plenty for people to cool off. Like I said, we'll have fans. I know Chapel Hill Bank will be providing lemonade and handing out some fans there on their bank building. Carol's Ice House will be doing hot dogs. Brenham National Bank will be handing out ice cold water as well throughout the parade and the parade route. We'll have Washington County EMS on site just in case. The parade is well thought out. It's a time for us to honor our independence and remember that opportunity, the freedoms that we have, and the community come together. And it's a great time. So we hope everybody will come out to Chapel Hill and see the biggest small town parade in Texas.
All right. Appreciate Joel Romo coming in and talking with us today, and wish everyone the best of luck and a great parade coming up on Wednesday.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. There we go. Again, another Community Corner in the books for us today. And again, that's coming up next Wednesday, 4th of July, downtown Chapel Hill. You want to get out there, get you a good spot to sit down and get there early. Getting about 9 o'clock or so, parade begins at 10 o'clock sharp. If you show up there at 10:01, you're late for the parade. So get there early and get you a good spot and enjoy it. Of course, if you can't make it, we'll hear it, you can hear it broadcast live here on KWHI, as we've done for all the years past. So again, take part in that one. We'll do it all again next week for the Community Corner. If you've got a bit coming up that's going on that you want us to talk about here on the Community Corner, just let us know about it. Give us a call here in the studios at 979-836-3655. That's our office number. Get a hold of Holly Ryder, or email her at promotions@ktx.com, and we'll get you booked in. Give us about a month's notice, because we do book these things out pretty far in advance. We don't want to miss on your event, give you plenty of notice for it. So there we go again. We'll do it all again next Tuesday here in the Community Corner, talking about the events for you to take part in Brenham, Washington County, and the surrounding areas.